Go ahead.
So the Board of Abatement of the Town of Colchester is called to order. Do we need to go through our names again? Or?
Yeah, we probably should for the record.
Okay.
Yep.
Marie, would you?
Pam Horringer.
Kurt Taylor.
Ruth Bolliger.
Julie Humber.
Tom Yazwitz.
Leora Black.
Jeanette Barry.
Jackie Murphy.
Carol Anderson.
Mary Brennan.
Pat Brennan.
Charlie Papilla.
Maureen Dakin.
And Julie Grader.
So we have two abatement requests.
Yes.
Right. Two requests to consider. Is it the top ones? What says stormwater utility?
Yes. So just so you're aware, another thing that's changed in legislation is we are able to abate utility fees billing. And that includes our stormwater fee. One of the things I've been going through in the last few months is delinquent collections for stormwater fees. And these are two people who have come to me and asked me to abate a certain amount of their stormwater fee. So that's what the two cases are. There's no taxes in these two cases.
Okay.
So at the top of the page.
So the first property is 69-006003-000000. I think that's right.
Yep.
Brenda Pepin, trustee, from 1361 East Lake Shore Drive. And do you want to give us some background on that?
So Brenda is deceased, and Roland Pepin is the husband who is the trustee of the trust. And he is living in elder care down in Montpelier, or Barry, Berlin, that's what it is. And he sent me a little postcard, handwritten postcard, after talking to me on the phone, and I'll read that for you. Dear Board of Abatement, I have not received mail for some time. I paid $214.38 for 1361 East Lakeshore Drive. Would you reconsider the reduction of charges of penalties and interest? Thank you. So what the dollar amount that you're seeing there, the $40.38, is penalty and interest that accrued over 3 years of stormwater billing that he did not pay. So 3 years worth of not paying stormwater. So he's paid the whole bill, including the penalty and interest, and now he's asking for $40.38 back, saying he did not receive those bills. But in my efforts to collect these stormwaters, the delinquents, I have been doing more mailings and more reaching out to people. And he received those notifications, and that's why he called, because he didn't recognize that he had not paid for 3 years. So
he's not living there now?
No, it's a camp, I think, on East Lakeshore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are property taxes not being paid?
Property taxes are being paid. Yeah, he's not delinquent on that.
So we don't owe him money. He just doesn't want to pay the interest and penalty?
He's already paid the penalty and interest. He's looking for a refund of that $40.38 because he said he did not receive those bills for the last 3 years. He just paid the total amount just in the last month.
Where were the bills mailed?
The bills actually were mailed to an address in Berlin, but not the same street address that he mailed this from. So he had, at some point in the last year, he's changed addresses in Berlin.
Yeah.
I guess the address, we looked it up just to see where he was. He is in some kind of elder care facility in Berlin, where he, I think, may have been living with somebody previous to that, family member, friend, or something down there. So he, prior to that 3 years, he had been paying it. So I don't know if he was getting it or not.
Do you know if the property taxes are paid by an automatic withdrawal, automatic payments?
That I am not sure about. That could be. I didn't check on that part. Because we do have quite a few people in that in that grouping of people who get automatically withdraw from their bank accounts. Mm-hmm. And I've never had issues with taxes with him before in the history that he's been owning there. So.
So could you clarify, is this 1 year he missed a stormwater payment? Or?
Three years in a row. The last three billings he has not paid. And
so
he just paid them in
sort of the leftover fee?
Is the fee that he was charged for those? Is the fee that he was charged for those 3 years of not paying anything at all? And it's only 1.5% and stuff like it's not it doesn't add up because the billing is only like $58 and $61 a year, so it doesn't really add up to a lot. And he's paid the fee in full already. He just paid it like 4 weeks ago or so.
He just feels it's unfair.
Yeah, I thought I heard you say he paid the previous 3 years and the penalty. So I was trying to figure out what this was, but it is the penalty.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So he didn't get any penalty, just the interest.
I just put it under that category.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Because I didn't. I don't have a breakdown.
Yeah. Okay.
The way the system works, I don't have an easy breakdown of that in that system that bills. So.
Anyone care to make a motion?
I move we abate the payment for Roland Pepin, trustee.
Anybody second that?
I'll second.
Any more discussion?
I have a question. I'm all about precedent. And I'm wondering if this is something, it strikes me that this is not something that we would normally abate for. It's like, the town doesn't have the correct address, that's not the town's problem, right? That's his problem. So, not that $40 makes or breaks any of us, but I just like to be consistent with precedents and what we do for somebody else, right?
So, when I started this process of collecting delinquents, I started with those who had not paid for 6, 7, and 8 years. And 50% of the bill that I am asking them to pay is penalties and interest. It adds up. Mm-hmm. So any of those people could come and ask for that as well. Just so you're aware. Mm-hmm. That if they ask for board of abatement, then and the people have, and when I tell them what the process is, they're like, no, I don't want to deal with it. So just be aware that that's not something, it is a familiar request. It is, you know, and I continue to, you know, I still have people haven't paid for 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 years that I have not collected the same way that I'm collecting the 6, 7, and 8 year people, because that's culminating in a tax sale. At this point right now, for some people, not for all, but in that grouping. So I just want to make you aware that that is an ask that people can have of us here in the board. So I just want to make you aware of it.
Are these stormwater utility fees and your ability to charge the same as your process for tax appeals?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, same thing.
Because you've just been able to start charging for utilities, right?
Yes, yes. It's been made more clear that we can go through the abatement process for utilities.
But
basically going forward, it won't be our job to charge for this anymore because Champlain Water will be charging it.
No, stormwater is different. It's
so
still under the town's umbrella.
Okay. Sorry, I misunderstood.
Yeah, and I'll talk about the waste. Well, you're talking about wastewater,
right?
Okay.
Has he been in a nursing home for all 3 years that he was delinquent?
Well, that's just it. I don't know. He's never said he's in a nursing home. We just looked at the address of where he asked that he came, where this letter came from, and it is an elder care facility in Berlin, whereas the address where we sent the tax bill was at a different address in Berlin. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on with him.
So I'm not clear. Have we abated fees before? Or is
stormwater?
It
stormwater? No.
No. Okay.
Not stormwater, no.
Not that it's related, but is this the same person we've had some other issues with?
Brother.
Brother.
Yes.
Similar penmanship.
Yes.
Why they care brings up a good point.
Yeah,
I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, interestingly, he got the note saying that you owe this.
Yes.
And was that the same address that the stormwater bills were sent to?
No, because you changed.
At some point, it changed. So, in the past, the stormwater bill got in January, and the finance department would send out a notice, a reminder, in March 1st, and then send another one out in like June, and then another one in September. I took it over and I sent one out in March, April, May, June. So people were getting them more consistently in this first 5-6 months. And I think that made a difference to remind people, or, you know, they see it more often coming into their mailbox. And the fourth letter was from Monahan, Safer, and Dwight's office. And the last one was certified from Monahan, Safer, and Dwight's office. So two different types of mailings prior to the three before that. So progressively just getting more official.
At some point they figured they have to start paying attention. We have a motion on the floor, so we should call the question.
Have we had a second?
Yes.
Should I call the question, or is there more discussion?
When did the water district start doing the billing for the stormwater?
2018.
So he's got his water bills up through it.
Oh, not water. So
stormwater.
Stormwater
utility,
we're doing 2018.
Right?
Water bill is whatever district that they're in. It's not town.
Okay.
It's not a town municipality.
Yes.
Or not billed for the town. So.
All right. Should we call the question?
Interested in the question of precedent, because I think Carol's point's well taken. However, maybe creating some parameters. Do we want to go after somebody for $40, or can we create a parameter that makes more sense?
Well, we don't actually have to go after him for the $40 because he's already paid it.
Oh, that's right.
He's
asking
for a rebate.
Yeah, sorry.
Basically.
So is that a range, you mean? A threshold?
Yeah.
In the future, no.
Yeah.
It's not like he doesn't have the money. He paid it already. He's just kind of thinking it over and wanting a rebate.
Bugs it. Might go to Mickey D's.
Yeah.
You won't get much there.
So
the only problem with that that I see,
if I may, Jerry,
is that we don't know people's financial situations. You know, $40 is a lot to somebody. You know, say if we cut it off at $100 or $250, we run into.
Yeah.
I mean, what's a range? What's fair?
Because
we don't.
Might not be the same for
everybody. Yeah, exactly. Just looking at it, that, and I agree with the precedent thing. We're way early in this utility billing, and your ability to bill and do this. That I kind of hate on the very first one. You know,
how much does a precedent weigh? I mean, you take a look at next time something like this comes up and say, "Well, you guys gave the abatement for it." I mean, there's circumstances that are unique to each.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to look at his request.
Case.
He's not requesting because he can't afford it. He's not saying those words.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's saying the words he didn't get the mail.
Right.
And he thinks he should be given a break because he didn't get it.
Right.
So just think about those words, too. Because anybody who's asking for financial help, usually we can ask for more information from them, like to prove it to us.
Yeah.
We've had cases just last year or
this year.
Where we abated based on the information that we received from her at testimony at the hearing. So just keep that in mind, the words that he's using. The unfortunate thing is it's not always easy to get people to complete the applications, and I don't want to deny somebody their ability to be heard based on the fact they're unable to fill out an application. Because he's elderly, he's in some care facility, I'm not going to send him a paper form to have him fill it out. I think this was the best it was going to get was this little note. It was just like cardstock paper.
Those are the things that need to be taken into consideration. You talk about elderly. I don't know his cognitive ability at this point. I mean, I can say, you know, we had a president that we didn't want to further prosecute him because his cognitive abilities were deemed not at a level that he should be stand on trial. So that's a circumstance. I think, you know, at some point, it's not a lot of money, but show a little compassion. I don't think it was anything intentional where he didn't pay it. It sounds like he was in one location, then he moved, didn't remember to notify you that he had moved from that location to this location. So, you know, he's in his 70s.
So am I.
He's
I'm sitting here deciding.
And I turn 70 tomorrow. So,
yeah.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
Well,
I think what happens, though, is there's a lot of assumptions and you start creating a narrative.
Yeah.
And I think when you have to look at, do we want to do precedent or not? Do we want to have, you know, who's going to be here next time? Do we remember what we did this time? So there's all kinds of pieces to it. You've already made it. I say that we don't return the
precedent money. Is very important, especially when you get to the legal part of it, like getting a letter from the attorneys and all. Precedent is very, very important.
Well, and I guess it's also difficult to make a decision based on a postcard.
Yeah. Yeah. With a couple of sentences on it. So, yeah. I mean, we can table it and ask him for more information. And we meet again.
You've already, how much have we spent on the money?
Yes.
Their letter probably cost.
Well, he didn't get one of those, thank goodness, because he wasn't that bigger. He wasn't that deeper end of the category, but yeah. So.
And I do think in the end, it's, and you do all kinds of outreach. I'm listening to Aaron, all kinds of outreach. But in the end, it's our responsibility as citizens to pay, you know, to be aware of what we owe.
Can we call the question?
Yes, we can.
Okay. The motion on the floor is to abate this $40 in fees and interest. All in favor? Got that?
And Jackie?
I guess I'll, since I made the motion, I mean, just because I made the motion doesn't mean
I'm
kind of looking at Charlie, he's seconded it, and he didn't raise his hand.
He's getting elderly.
So did you get the number two?
Yeah.
Yes, I think it's
so all opposed.
I'll kick in 20.
Okay. I'm not sure I know how many people there are. Okay. Okay, so that question did not pass.
The payment did not pass.
So now someone has to make a motion.
The motion failed.
The motion
failed. Okay. Now someone has to make a motion to not abate?
I think to make it official, I think we're going to need to. Make a motion to not abate?
Yeah.
I would make a motion to not abate a penalty and interest for the stormwater.
Second?
Anybody?
I'll second.
Okay. We've already had a lot of discussion. Can we just vote?
Yeah.
Okay. So the motion on the floor now is to not abate this request. All in favor of not abating, say aye. Or raise your hand. Yes. Hands.
I'll float.
Okay.
Okay. Opposed. Okay. All right. Next up. So the second stormwater utility fee abatement request is from Charlene Johnson.
So if you want to take a minute and just read the second page where her statement that I'm using as her evidence as to why she's asking for an abatement.
Okay.
Go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Unless you want me to read it out loud.
Do you want me to dictate the number and all that stuff?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay.
Give us the address.
It's the property 36-058022. 002-0000, 57 Gray Birch Drive. And the amount is $435 in principal, $269.90 in interest, and some legal fees for a total of $1,015.55. And she's saying inability to pay.
Yep.
So we can read what Julia sent us.
The first page is my response to her email.
Jackie, I think that kind of answers how much we pay in legal fees.
Oh, yeah.
Things. So is her property up for tax sale?
When someone requests a Board of Abatement hearing, I have to take them off tax sale.
Okay.
So I took her off based on this hearing.
Okay.
What period of time does this represent? Is it
It is all 8 years.
So it seems like she essentially ignored the stormwater utility bills. That's about as long as it's been.
Well, maybe not 8 years. I'm sorry. It was 6 years. Sorry.
6 years?
Giving you
and how much were the bills?
So we're talking about $52 to $58 per year plus interest for those 6 years.
So the bulk of that is principal is interest and penalty, correct?
Right. Yeah, more than half.
Yeah. The legal fees and the interest are more than half.
And then there's legal fees in there as well.
Yeah, that's related to the collection process.
Yeah.
So that's legal fees that the town is
incurred. Which we are able to put onto the tax sale process.
And she's saying a few months prior to June 2025 is when she ended up having to leave her job. So she had been working those years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So it's safe to say she wasn't paying
at all
when she was working.
That's right.
Yeah, which is right. Right. So $58.
But she was paying her her property taxes.
She was somewhat inconsistent, but is current at the moment. So she has had difficulties in that in the past.
So the tax sale is actually due to this failure to pay the water.
Yes.
Is she able to, like, set up a payment plan?
Yes, she is.
She could do that? Like,
yes.
I see, Julie, in your note that you recommended that she submit documents that show financial need.
Which she failed to do that. She failed to do that with me. But since I had already removed her from the tax sale and told her I would put her on the meeting, I think there's a part of me that thinks that she's incapable of handling the process. At this point in her life, I don't think that excuses the last 6 years, personally.
Would she negotiate a payment plan with you?
She can, you know,
with
at
you?
This point, if whatever the outcome of the abatement is, I'll be going back to her and talking about it.
And that would be between you and her?
Yes.
The thing, you know, it struck me, though, she does state, although it didn't fill out the appropriate full application, she's got $13.99 a month in Social Security as a sole income. I mean, that does not go anywhere. Payment plans or whatever, I just question. And I know, I get that she's, you know, was working, now not working as an
still
LMA.
The mortgage.
Based up a little bit. Whatever you can earn. So, you know, I guess I don't know what to say beyond that, except that's what I'm torn about, right?
Yeah.
I
mean, so she was working and receiving Social Security.
Right, but again, you know, if that's her Social Security payment, then she's never earned very much.
Yeah.
And she is still probably struggling, hence the erratic or tax
payments.
And you
can verify she still has a mortgage?
Can I verify that?
Yeah.
I can. In the land records, it would tell me if she's if her mortgage is still active or not.
She is definitely a mortgage holder.
That's what she's
renter.
Saying here, but I didn't go look in the land records now.
Because there are a lot of apartments over there.
This
would go to the property owner, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Does this bill go to the property owner, or does
yes.
it go to the
no, it goes to the property owner.
Yeah.
She must be.
Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, when somebody appeals based on financial, the inability to pay, that is quite an application. You have to produce quite a few documents, right?
I don't require any specific documents on a list. I tell them to provide us with the information that they believe will support their case.
Mm-hmm. So she's
because that could mean a lot of different things for a lot of different people. I mean, we've all had, some of us have heard cases of this nature. One of them, he actually brought in one of his disability checks to show us how much money he makes per month. You know, so there's, depending on what people believe is supporting their case the best.
Has she ever tried to work out a payment plan in the past for the?
No. This is the first time we started collecting stormwater.
This year is the first time that we've been sending a bill in the past.
Yes,
right?
But no one
reached out and said, "I can't pay this whole bill right now. Can I pay half? Can I pay a quarter?
No. That's not a regular occurrence. That's not a regular occurrence unless I start sending them.
Trying to put together some.
Julie, I should know this, but what percentage of the stormwater bills are actually paid each year?
paid each year?
It's pretty
majority,
high.
Majority. Yeah. Majority. Yeah, I would say over 80%.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, so...
Some are slow, but...
Yeah. Some are slow, but with the processes of sending them out reminders every month mm-hmm. is helping a lot. I think that we are over 80% collected for this year mm-hmm. from the billing in January.
Mm-hmm. What
I mean,
Jesus?
I think we sent out 320 monthly statements at the beginning of June to remind people to pay their January bill. So, out of 7,000. So, it's a small number. Mm-hmm. It's a lot better than it was last year mm-hmm. when we weren't doing letters quite so often.
It was just, you know, again, I'm pondering the different things. For example, like, we don't know from the letter either that she has an intent to pay going forward. You know, you get into a hole and you can't get out. There's, you know, abating this result in the future, her being able to meet the $58 a year payment, you know, and she just finds herself, probably intentionally, that she didn't pay it, say $58 or $52 every year. But, you know, I'm just saying, I don't know that. That would be kind of important. I would tend to lean towards abatement to be done with it, knowing that this is something that, you know, she got herself into, and she is in a bit of a mess, it looks like to me. But I know that's not what we're always about. But it is a hardship. It sounds like she's actually got. So.
It's so hard to read between the lines.
Yeah, exactly.
It is.
If you
feel strongly one way or the other, I mean, I could go back to her and say, we've tabled your case, and we'll hear it again in, like, September or something. So we're not having back-to-back.
Yeah.
I mean, but we also potentially have a PCA hearing mm-hmm. in July for a hotel.
Hotel.
So we could be meeting again for a tax appeal hearing in July, where we could just... tack this on as a secondary hearing if I can get more information out of it, if that makes everybody feel better. To hear more about her circumstance.
Can you work out a payment plan?
I would definitely be going back. If you table this, or if you if the motion to abate fails, or we decide not to abate, whatever the wording is, then I'd be going back to her anyway.
Yeah.
And letting her know she has to have a payment plan with me, or she's going back to tax sale again.
And the tax sale is in limbo right now because
she's off the tax sale right now. The one that's happening on July 9th, she's off of it.
This is the only outstanding amount that puts her on tax sale.
Yes.
How long
does
she stay off the tax sale if we don't act?
Till next spring. I don't have any plans to do stormwater again. This is expensive.
Yeah.
I would make a motion to abate this particular amount personally, if it counts now, or if it's appropriate to say it now. Or you have more discussion, I don't know, but then figure out how to put it out there.
Okay. Yeah. So we have a motion, but we can still keep talking.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And we have a second.
We've already paid the legal fees.
How little would you accept for a monthly payment? Is that what you would do?
I try to be very flexible with people.
Yeah.
Like, there are a lot of times they'll be like, well, I can't afford anything right now. And I'm like, well, can you pay $20 a month right now? And then we'll check base with each other in 3 months to see how you're doing.
Yeah.
So I do those kind of things, too.
Yeah.
Where, you know, like, I have one person that I took off tax sale because they promised me $1,000 a month, and I gave them 6 months to refi and pay the rest.
Yeah.
So
you'd accept $20 a month.
For the time being, and say that we need to stay in communication with each other. If you're, because she said right here she's looking for other jobs.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
she could
yeah.
be in a better space just...
Yeah.
A month from now.
I, if we were going to abate this, I would like to put some stipulation on that she make a plan and not keep doing this going forward. I mean,
yeah,
I don't think you can
stipulate that. Yeah. So,
should try to bill her monthly and go as low as $20 and then revisit it in 6 months. Can you pay more? And
well,
I mean,
I would just
this
argue.
This is our only income. I doubt $20 will leave.
She goes to
this
food shelf.
Yeah.
It's coming out of one side or the other.
Yeah.
Working at the food shelf, I kind of can
look
at that.
But anybody can go to the food shelf.
Well,
you know,
true,
no
but that would be
a good,
yeah.
But I think that point you made, Tom, a couple of minutes ago, that with baiting this, we don't know whether next year she'll get into the same, you know, come again, and you know it will be less money because
it'll
we would have been. Yeah, but I mean, we don't have we can't make that request, but I think it's a valid point.
It shouldn't have gotten as deep as it
right.
is.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, $20 a month can't pay off what's going to be which is going to incur for additional interest, additional payment.
Yeah.
So it's like if you start, and if do we have the ability if this were to come back again after another year, after a new year of not paying it?
She
we
can
know
come back to us again.
We know that she didn't pay, that she had already been abated. Right. It's fair to look at that and say
oh.
you already had abatement, and now you're doing it again. So then we're abating. We're not going to, I mean, then you can
no,
say,
but no. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, she would be able to bring it to us for, yeah, they can,
they can bring it, but we could go like, well, yeah, but no, this is just your finance, you know, this is not a financial plan. You'll come here.
We can abate any part of this we want.
That's
so if we wanted to abate the interest and require her just to pay the principal and legal fees, we could
do
that.
Yeah.
I think we're have to do that, because I think, you know, we put out money for the legal fees.
Yeah.
So go on a payment plan, but take out...
Yeah, but you have blood from her rock, though.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, she walked away from 5 years of consistent billing.
Yeah.
How many years has the stormwater billing been?
8 years.
8 years.
Yeah.
So 5+ years. There were forgiveness on this year, maybe.
I remember another case a year or two ago where it was a similar situation that the man was, you know, had his property, was going to be a tax sale. And you and Aaron, everybody went way overboard to, you know, help him. But I think eventually it went to a tax sale.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those are the options that people have. And you had made a very reasonable payment option for him. Because I think to the point is, when you get that deep, you don't have many options.
Could we, if you start thinking there will be another meeting in the fall or potentially one in July, could we ask her to produce more information that substantiates her?
Yeah, we can table it. I can ask her for more
information.
Or
to see if she'll
do
some kind.
We can readjourn the meeting and finish it up.
Do the interest and penalties pile up in the meantime?
They continue to accrue at 1.5%.
Yeah.
But you can also
she should negotiate it.
Right, you know, we
that would be my advice to her.
That would be good.
But my advice would be a payment plan to pay future.
And pay this.
How could she ever pay that? I mean, that's
$20 a month.
But it's accruing faster.
Like
than
somebody
that's ever
suggested
paying
that
back.
If you
interest would continue
interest
to accrue.
Would be a
on the 435. So you're talking about at 1%, you're talking about $4.35 a month.
So she makes a $20 payment, 50.
She pays down on the principal, and then at some point get around to paying off the legal.
Yeah.
Make the payment towards the principal.
The town can lien for the legal.
Legal, yeah.
And what a lien does is it just puts it in the records that if she refis or sells, then that money's collected at that time.
Yeah. That's a much better option. I think that's what are her rights in a tax sale? Like, she must have some... Is this her only avenue of appeal for a tax sale, or is there another avenue? Because it's taking a property, right?
There isn't really an appeal of a tax sale. The legislation changed in the last year where I am required to give them a 30-day notice to make a payment plan, which they received in May. She's one of them. And... received 4 notices prior to that asking to pay, and they have the option for payment plan. And that's just this year, balances. And once the 30 days is up, if she hasn't notified us, then they get the tax sale letter. And at that point, I give people an opportunity to still enter into payment plan until right up to the tax sale date, or they pay, or they make some agreement with me, whether it be monthly payment or half now and half later kind of thing. Depending on their circumstances. Like that one gentleman, $1,000 a month for 6 months, and then he has to refi. And if he doesn't refi, then he's gone back to tax sale again.
Yeah.
Because he owes $27,000 in back taxes. So, I mean, it's a different case because it's a lot more money.
Mm-hmm.
But he recognized that it's time to do it. That
so,
he's sometimes it takes that to get them to make a realization that...
Yeah.
They need to do something serious about being able to cover their...
I agree with that statement for sure.
And that might be an option for her.
Yeah. I mean, she probably has equity in her home.
No, she says she can't, but that's... I mean, in the letters, she can't sell any property and she can't secure a loan from a bank or family. But that's, you know, her making a statement about that, and she wasn't able to complete the form like I asked her to, or submit more documentation, so I don't know. I mean, sometimes you got to take what you sit, what's in front of you, is the only thing you can really read off of, and you should read into it, kind of thing.
Yeah, she's
so,
an LLA.
She's a nursing assistant.
So if we don't abate this, and then there's still the opportunity for her to work out a payment with you.
Yes.
Would it, any circumstances where it would come back to us?
If you decide not to abate anything, she can't come back for that same amount.
But say she does work out a plan and she sticks with it for 3 months and then it falls apart.
And then she goes to tax sale.
It doesn't. Nothing.
They
comes
can't
back
come back
to
here
us.
Again. You've already made a decision on that amount for that time period. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she could do the new amount for the new year. If she wanted to. So the next year's billing in January of $61, she could bring that to Board of Abate because it's a new amount. It's a new time.
Just for that amount.
Just for that amount, yeah.
So it sounds like one of the suggestions, combining what people have said, is possibility of abating penalty and interest and putting the legal fees in a lien and telling her that payment plan for the 435-89. That's an option too.
Yeah, but if you did 28 bucks a month for 2 years, you'd get your $400 back, and you'd also have another year kick in for the next year water wastewater bill. So the question is that really, and it's being just to get on the job is another LNA again, which I think pays about $15 an hour, $20 an hour. So.
But the motion on the floor, I believe, is to abate.
Yeah, that's it.
So we have to, all this discussion is great. We have to decide whether or not we
want to amend that.
Friendly amendment to abate just the interest and penalty.
So we could amend it to abate what, Carol's?
The interest and penalty.
Or Tom can, which I don't think anybody seconded it. So
yeah.
I did. Oh, did you?
But we can amend the motion on the floor, right?
He can amend it.
You can amend
it. If he so chooses.
I don't want to.
Can't anybody offer an amendment?
What's that?
Can't anyone offer an amendment?
Well, I mean, not until...
And then he'd say it would be a friendly or
non-friendly. His idea is voted on.
You can't have a friendly amendment to debate the interest.
Tried to do that.
Okay.
All right,
so I guess we vote on that rule.
Yeah, we vote.
Okay, so we have to vote on the motion that's on the floor,
which
is to abate in full.
No, then another motion goes.
Yes, right.
Correct. So all in favor of the motion to abate, please raise your hands. All opposed? So, motion is not carried. Sorry. But we need to come up with another plan.
So I move that we abate the interest and penalties. Set up a payment plan for the principal and then I would advise her, right, to make the payment plan on the principal so she doesn't keep accruing the interest back in. And then work out something separate for the how we deal with the legal.
Yeah.
But will interest accrue on whatever balance is not yet paid?
Correct.
Even though she's paying it, it'll continue to accrue based on what remains in the principal.
Yes,
so it doesn't go away.
It's not, it wouldn't be that much.
A percent a month.
Yeah.
So we can advise her to do that. It's not binding anyone.
It's not binding. Yeah.
Can we do anything about the lien piece of the legal fees?
Well, I can tell you that there's already a lien on her that has not been released for the tax sale, which I will be releasing as part of my thing, as part of the process I have to do of removing her from the tax sale. But if I make an agreement with her for a payment plan and she fails to follow through on that payment plan, I will be placing a lien for the legal fees to cover the town as far as that is concerned.
Okay.
And then the remaining balance would still end up in tax sale next spring.
So was that actually a motion, Pam? Did you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Motion so to abate motion. Penalty and interest.
Did someone second that?
I'll second
okay.
that.
Okay, Mary?
Okay. Just to be clear, we don't have to say specifically what happens with the legal fees?
No, you can't. You're only here to say what a dollar amount that
okay.
you're abating.
Okay.
But me telling you what my plan is to tell me. Because that's what I would be doing.
So we're really abating them. The penalty and interest and the legal fees combined together?
No,
no
just
the penalty,
penalty,
and
just the
interest.
Penalty and interest.
Okay. So the motion is to abate the penalties and interest, advise the person, advise
you can't,
the
you can't
no,
advise
no,
anybody.
Can't, okay.
do it
so
all.
The motion, just to abate that.
Yeah,
and then
the
presuming that she would then be able to go back to you
yes.
and set up another.
Is penalty and interest the 260? I mean, is
not
that
the 269.90, yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Together. Yeah.
Okay.
So should we be concerned about any precedent here?
Mm-hmm. If you bring up precedent again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
why are we, I'm really reluctant
why are you giving
to
a pass on the,
no.
penalty and interest.
On the penalty and interest.
We have done that before, though.
Because of financial reasons?
Yeah.
We've
done it, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know whether
it
was
big
with,
target to pay
it
down.
Wasn't with
okay.
utilities, because this is just new, but we've
right.
done it on
taxes.
Lots of other tax,
yeah.
yeah.
Are we ready for the question? So,
sure.
All in favor of the question of the motion to abate the penalties and interest, which would be $269.90, and not abate the rest, say aye.
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 All opposed. Motion carries.
Okay.
And we have a couple
okay, so
of other things.
That was done. So the other cases that you're seeing on the list are ones that I'm bringing to the table. The first set, the wastewater accounts brought by the town clerk, there's four of them there for a total of $54.22. That represents interest fees left unpaid at the time that we transferred the wastewater billing from the town of Colchester to Champlain Water District back in the summer of 24.
Okay.
These balances have been sitting there for almost a year now, and I, as now the collector of these fees, am asking you to abate them so we can get them off the books and be done with it. I have not connected with any of these groups to ask them to pay that. I just figured it was such a nominal
yeah,
amount.
Such a small amount.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your time to go
exactly
that
yeah.
costs more than that.
So do we have a motion?
Move to abate.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. There you go, Julie.
And the next group, travel trailers, you've seen them before. So this is the three people that are no longer in the parks. And this is a process that I go through every year where I bring those travel trailers that have not stuck around, and we don't necessarily track them down and find them. And
well, we can't find this Mr. Hayes. That's a pretty good chunk of change.
Yeah. I don't even know if he's in the state anymore or alive.
Yeah.
I can't help but notice Vermont Construction.
Yeah, I was going to say.
One of our fans.
Yeah.
It's
pretty
noticeable.
Find Vermont Construction.
They had a travel trailer there for staffing.
For some of their staff.
For
some
of
their
staff.
That they moved to the port.
Oh.
I'd like to go after them.
And we've sent them notices.
Yeah.
And at this point, it's easier for us to stop going after them. I can't tax sale them. I don't know where the travel trailer is. I can't tax the travel trailer. It's a moving target.
Can you charge them for legal fees?
Huh?
Can you charge them for legal fees?
Yeah.
Well, there's no legal fees related
legal
to this one.
But if you incurred some?
Yeah, probably.
I'm sure we could lean
to another.
Let's
make a phone call. Let's make a phone call to the attorney.
They spend so much money on advertising. They could charge.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Take
yeah.
their advertising budget.
Yeah.
They can afford it.
Yeah.
So, you've tried contacting them or not?
We send them notifications. Oh. I don't have phone numbers for them.
Yeah, and you don't hear anything back.
That's their resume of being good neighbors.
Call them up and tell them you want an estimate on a roof, and when they get here, hand them the bill.
About the travel trail.
You got to be crafty.
Yeah, I know.
Can't we shade them on Front Porch Forum?
And others who need a reminder, can you please tell us how the travel, what the issue is with the travel trailers and how
So the travel trailers are legally required to be taxed based on their being on an actual site that they pay rent for from April 1st to October 1st. Sorry, I said that wrong. From October 1st to April 1st, if they're still sitting on that lot after the season is done, and then so we're back billing them. Rather than all of us paying homeowner taxes, billed ahead of time for the whole year, we're back billing them from October to April in July, the following July. Because it's a moving target and people, that's how the statute's written, we're required to back bill them versus forward bill them because people change lots in April, May, June time frame.
Because from April to October, they're a transient? Is that the expectation?
I can't account for what the statutes say because we don't like them. I mean, I don't spend a lot of time trying to understand them because we don't want to build them in the first place. There's been many a time we've tried to get that to stop happening at state level, and
this only happens if you don't move your trailer. It's there for the whole year.
If it's there for the whole year, basically, but the statute says from October to April.
Yeah, it is a very
If you look down at the little box travel trailers stats, I've given you a little like pieces of information or like how much the grand list is assessed at, how much the grand list is taxed at, and how that relates to assessed and billed taxes in the travel trailer grouping. It's 0.0004% that we're abating of.
Right.
The grand list taxes from 23-24. I just picked a year that was close. I didn't do it this past year because some of the taxes are from that time frame. So it just gives you a perspective.
Yes. You'd be happy to get it off
your plate. It's just an exercise in futility.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just clean up the books.
Okay. Although
so
I do
a motion?
Think,
anybody?
Well, let me
do we
I just want to make a comment, too.
Yeah.
As it's like, I understand the state statute is ridiculous and we just want to like do away with this stuff, but at the same time, we spent half an hour discussing whether we should abate $40 for somebody, and here we're saying, right? I mean, for somebody, and now we're just saying, oh, $2,253. That is way too much. So, getting away from what's precedent and what's not, it's just like.
So my options for collections on travel trailers is a lot less than my options for houses.
Right.
Because the person is basically gone,
right.
And we can't track them down. Unless we involve, I mean, we could involve the police department, but that's a no.
Yeah.
As far as tracking down, because they do have VIN numbers and they do have registrations and stuff like that. And we've had that discussion here for on and off for years about tracking them down, and that's not a priority for the police department to spend their time on. So,
and I do think, maybe my memory isn't so good, but it seems to me there are fewer and fewer of these than years ago, and we would have a long list of these.
Yeah.
On and off, we've been more proactive in going to the parks and making sure we have correct addresses for people. Bob and Betsy spend a lot of time related to travel trailers that they could be spending a lot better time with something else. They spend a lot of time on tracking down travel trailer owners and going into the parks twice a year and looking at every single unit and talking to the managers of the parks and making sure that they have good data on their ownership and the addresses. And contact information.
And
so,
some of this is like the one before, just administrative ease.
But I'm confused. Why can't we just make a phone call to the owner of Vermont Construction?
Yeah.
I'm Googling them right now.
I don't understand.
If I make a phone call to Vermont Construction, I have to make a phone call to every delinquent taxpayer.
Is that the rule?
That's a consistency that I'm trying to adhere to, because if I treat people differently, then I have to answer to why I'm treating people differently.
But you're saying you can't locate the other people. You've looked and you can't
you've looked them up and you can't find them. You don't have a number for them.
No, I don't have phone numbers for anybody.
But wouldn't the people at the campgrounds have numbers?
No.
Not once they leave.
A lot of times they don't even... Depending on which travel trailer park you're talking about, Malice Bay does everything on paper. They have no computers. They get paid cash for the whole season or for their period of time that they're there. They don't get names. They don't get addresses. So you're talking about a very transient group of people that go into these travel trailer parks. Lone Pine's got more sophisticated system. But so you're talking about groups of people that don't want to leave their name and their address.
And as a town, we can't insist that they get that for these very reasons, so we can...
You can ask them to do it, but how are you going to get them to do it? Yeah. I mean, there's no backing to us saying you have to do this. Of the park owners, of the park managers.
Because it's private property.
It's private
property.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we could find Vermont Construction.
Yeah.
No,
but then we'd be targeting.
But then we,
much as I'd love.
Well, yeah.
As much as I'd love to.
We'll get him in another way.
Yeah. Oh,
just kidding.
So, have you sent any mail to Vermont Construction?
Yes, they get monthly notices of the balance that's sitting here.
And we can split this, right? We could approve one another.
You can split, yeah. You can do whatever you want, yeah. Okay. Make a choice. If you want to take one of the trailers out, you can. I just put them in a grouping like that.
How much does it cost to go to small claims?
I looked at that a couple years ago. For some reason, I had $99 in my head, or $100. It could be a little more than that now. That was back when COVID started. Back in 2020, I started looking at that. For other groupings, not travel trailers. But.
You're saying that you have attempted to try to find this Joseph Hayes, but you really don't have anything but just this name you don't have.
He had an address locally, and now the mail's is coming back now. We don't even have a good address for him anymore. So he ignored it for a while, and we've even, in the past, delivered him at the mobile home park a bill. Or at the travel trailer park, I mean, a bill in... But he wasn't there. It wasn't like I handed it to him in person. Just put it on his door. And he chose to ignore it, so.
So he could return. And
yeah, they can rent whoever they want to rent.
He could keep doing this.
Yeah, he could, yeah.
And this is property taxes.
Yes, property taxes. Yeah.
So the travel trailers are still there?
No, the travel trailers are gone.
Yeah.
They're gone,
okay,
yeah.
So
he's gone.
Yeah,
I think your point of the 0.004% is something we have to keep in mind.
Yeah,
it's like we can talk and how we're going to chase it down, but it's at some point it's like a break-even point. Is, yeah.
It's
administrative.
We have typically abated these, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Considering
precedent,
I think in the past.
Generally.
But I don't think we've ever had something so blaringly obvious as Vermont Construction.
Well, usually they're individuals. They're not companies.
Yeah. So why?
It's 10 years.
That's 10 years.
Yeah.
So do we don't have a motion on the floor, do we?
No.
Does anyone want to make a motion?
I move that we abate the travel trailers.
All three.
Mm-hmm.
Second, anybody?
I'll second that.
So, Julie, what's your concern with the fact that Vermont Construction, I mean, they're a company, it's not an individual who's flown the coop, you know who they are. Your concern is that if we go after Vermont Construction, we have to go after everybody else?
So, one of the things that I have to keep in mind is perception and concern of inconsistencies in treating people differently. So, if I make a phone call to Vermont Construction or give somebody more attention than I give somebody else, then I have to answer to that if someone calls me on the carpet for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just have to be aware of those kinds of things. We do some extra efforts here and there. Like if we hear that somebody's moved and changed their address rather than them calling and telling us, we will go ahead and change the address and send them the statement to the new address. But taking the time to phone call then, that would mean essentially that I should be phone calling everybody about their delinquent taxes.
But this is a company, not an individual.
But it's still a property taxpayer.
But couldn't you just say that the Board of Civil Authority directed you to make a phone call?
You can't direct me to do that. You're just here to talk about the money and whether you want to evade it or not.
Yes or no.
Okay.
But you went to Joseph Hayes' door, so can't we have a phone call similar?
Well, that was, you know, years ago. He was on for 10 years, and I'm like, what is the matter with this man? Why is he not even attempting to contact us? And, you know, just like sometimes I send out letters to people to remind them to do their homesteads as a way to collect taxes, So I do different efforts, but the whole phone calling thing, that is not something I want to get into. It's a lot. It's labor intensive to phone call a lot of people.
I'm just wondering if there's rationale to say that if it's an individual person, they've flown the coop, okay. But if it's a company,
with a website,
that we know that. I mean, I'm not comfortable evading that for them because they exist. They're wealthy enough to pay. You know,
we know where they are.
Their bill.
Do outstanding taxes affect other, like, could it affect any local licenses that they have to get or local permitting that they have to get?
I can't withhold permits for delinquent taxes.
It's outside of the scope of Board of Abatement.
Well, even, my scope, too. I can't.
Well, the motion on the floor right now is to abate all three. Should we just...
Let's vote that.
Vote on that. We'll see where we are. So, all in favor of abating all three of the travel trailers? Raise your hand or say anything.
Are you doing Marie? Oh. You're thinking about it, okay? Just making sure.
Did I want
to? Okay.
Anyone opposed?
You know, in some of these, can't help, because we do spend a lot of time Board of Abatements because we're trying to be between the lines. Sometimes they swear the property tax appeals are easy. You know,
we have no idea what you just said. Traffic mile.
I said, we always do spend a fair amount of time in the Board of Abatement. I said, sometimes I think it's easier to do the tax appeal cases. Because, you know, we've got the dollars, we've got the comps, you know, we've got all of that.
Yeah.
It's a little more information, and we try our darndest to read into things, but then you get into being subjective rather than objective, because we don't spend, on property tax appeal cases, oftentimes, we don't spend this much time as we talked about these other ones.
So our business is concluded.
Yep.
Anyone have anything to...
Can we adjourn it, and then can I have a talk with you about something else completely different?
So, we have a motion to adjourn.
So, we got several of them.
Okay.